disgraced woman is a community of young women who prioritize God's leading in every aspect of their lives. In this podcast, we share our stories, the good and not so great part of it, as we learn to trust God wholly, obey Him fully, and be God's vessels of honor in our generation. Every episode is filled with real-life lessons and experiences that would leave you longing for a deeper and more intimate walk with God. I'm your host, Grace Oriagan, and welcome to the Graced Woman Podcast. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Graced Woman Podcast. How are you all doing? We're back with another episode. This season has been transformative. The different episodes have been mind-blowing. And if you've not been watched or listened to all the previous episodes, I would advise that you do. We're back with another episode today, and today we're going to be talking about execution, the core of execution, planning, going from your idea to the final destination, executing all the plans and strategies and assignment that God has given you. Today I have a beautiful guest with me. If you know Tassel Planner, then you know who I am with today. She is someone that, you know when you have a crush, you're crushing on someone for years, right? I will talk more about how I met her and how, I will not even call it a relationship, but how, I would say how, just watching her growth, executing different things. If there's anyone that is going to talk about this topic, she's the best person because she's a chief executor. I've watched her execute so many things, just watching her on Instagram, and it's so amazing, and I'm honored to have her join us today on the podcast. So welcome, Faye.
Thank you so much for all the kind words. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. So can you briefly introduce yourself? Tell us what you do.
Hi guys, my name is Faye Koya Kamson. I am the creator of Tassel Planner, which is a faith-based stationery company, for those of you that don't know. And I also consult for beach houses on the side. A lot of people don't know that about me, but I do that as well.
Okay.
That's pretty much it in terms of my name and what I do.
Just for
anything
now.
Anything else?
Should I tell you other things that Faye Koya has done?
Tell them.
Okay. So, she I don't know if you still run it, but she used to do these amazing travel curated trips. She would go with, like, curate different travel trips to different countries. I would just be on her Instagram, like, just watching, like, God, when, literally.
Oh my
God. What else about? Also, she started which one?
Anchored in Yahweh.
Yeah, Anchored in Yahweh. That was where community. Yeah, that was where we actually, like, met.
Yeah.
After meeting online. So Anchored in Yahweh, I remember it was 2020.
Yeah.
I was trying to up my Bible study game, right? I wanted more creative ways to study my Bible. And so I stumbled on Anchored in Yahweh. And I was like, I know this name, Faye Kamson. Then I realized she was the same person that did the travel brand stuff. So I joined the Telegram. We were on Telegram. Yeah. I joined the Telegram. We were doing amazing Bible study.
Yeah.
That was the first time, to be honest, that I truly enjoyed Bible study.
Like, bless. It was. Thank God.
The different sessions we had, just talking about different books in the Bible.
Do you I need to make a comeback with that one.
Yeah, I still remember. It was so rich, and the way it impacted me was so deep, to the fact that I still remember all the different conversations that we had, especially when we're talking about Esther, Ruth.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank they were you so, so much. Thank God. Bless God.
And the people that I met on the community as well.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't lie, I do get up to a lot of things. So half the time when, like, just introduce myself, I just sort of say what I'm doing in that season of my life.
Yeah.
Because I'm always open for new things, and like, wherever God takes me, I will be there pretty much.
I think that if that is summary of your life from what I have seen, it's just seeing that, you know, there are some people that are stuck on something for forever.
Yeah.
Especially when you build a brand around it. It's very difficult. If God says, go on to the next thing, it seems difficult to leave what you're, it's like your comfort zone. Right,
yeah.
You, people already know you for curating travel trips, and now God is telling you to go and open a stationery brand.
Yeah,
but it's very beautiful to just watch you.
Thank you so much.
Make
Thank
that
God.
Transition. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to talk about all of that on the podcast.
Yeah, so we'll be sharing more on that. So one extra.
Tell me.
It was just amazing when you launched Tassel Planner. I didn't even know. So I've been waiting for, when you mentioned that you're going to launch a planner, I love planners.
Yeah.
And I know that anything you create will be superb. So when you mentioned that you're going to launch, I was just waiting for the launch date.
Yeah.
And when you now said,
oh my gosh, and you were my first customer.
Yes, when you mentioned that I was the first customer,
literally,
I'm like.
I was so, like the second we launched, I think 1 minute after she got a planner, and we were just like, yes, because you know how like you feel when you are launching something.
Yes,
you're just like scared anybody gonna buy.
Yes,
just, like, listen to me. So that was like really encouraging for me as well.
And even as a business owner myself, like I know even till date how exciting every order is, every new order is.
Exactly.
So when you shared that with me, I was so. Alright, so let's jump right into it. We've had so much. This was a very long introduction.
I know.
So we're going to be talking about planning
and
executing God's way, right? We're still in the beginning of the year, and there is so much vision planning, vision boarding, people are setting strategies both in businesses and personally.
Yeah.
And I am a, like I said earlier, I love planning. I'm a diehard planner.
Yeah.
Like if it's not in paper and biro, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Even when you shared the calendar, I'm like, you're in the spirit, because if it's not in my calendar, I would forget. It's not happening.
Yes.
So I really love to plan, and I also love to smash goals.
Mm.
And I think that smashing goals became an idol.
Yeah.
I would share more about that as we go on. But today I want us to focus on planning and executing God's way. Because to be honest, from my experience, even as Christians, it's very possible for you to go on with your planning and execution goals, and you're not in the center of God's will.
You're not in alignment.
Yeah. So the summary of today's conversation, all we're going to be talking about is how can I plan and execute those plans and still be in the center of God's will.
Okay.
All right.
Excited.
So the first question I'll be asking is, do you believe in God goals? Do you believe that there is something called God goals for each and every one of us?
Yes, 100%. And basically, what is your God goal? I would just say it's the reason, like, it's your purpose on earth. Like, it's the reason why God created you. So if you're in alignment with God and you're in sync with God and you have a relationship with God where you hear Him, chances are whatever it is that the Holy Spirit is dropping on your mind is what you're supposed to be doing. And whatever it is that you are hearing in that season of your life is in alignment with what God wants for you. So I would basically say that that is a God goal, because you're not necessarily living life for yourself, but you're living it based on God's terms.
All right, so let's deviate a bit. You have a planner stationery brand. There are different types of planners, not like the book, but as a person. Right, so there are people that are the visionary, the dream big, the imaginative kind of planners. They love to visualize the big picture before they even start anything. And then there are people that are driven by outcome and execution. So yes, there's a big plan, but I need to start seeing the little bits of outcome right now, right? And
the
then
progress.
There are people, so those ones are like the go-getter. They want to just, and then there are some people are in between. They are all, they are the visionaries, and then they are also the go-getter. So which kind of planner would you say you are?
Honestly, I would say everything.
Okay.
I'm such a planner that I'm a blend of everything. I would definitely say that I'm very, I have a visionary side first, because I dream big and I think big. And I think like so far ahead, do you understand? And then based on that, because I think so big, I also would need to like focus on the now, and the now would like involve me wanting to see outcomes of, you know, the things that I want to do. And then I'm definitely very driven. I do find myself to be a very driven individual. I'm self-driven, like nobody can, like, you know, motivate me as much as myself. Like, do you understand? So I would definitely say that I'm a blend of everything. Okay. It'll be hard to pick one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want you to share your faith journey with us.
Okay.
Because we're talking about executing God's goals for our life, there is no way you can execute God's goals for your life if you don't know God.
Yeah.
Right? I was born in a pastor, I'm a pastor's kid, like born in a Christian home.
Okay.
And along the way, I had to find God for myself.
Okay.
So I want you to share, what was your faith journey like?
Okay, yeah. I was born in a Christian home. I mean, I was born in a home where we used to go to church on Sundays, where we used to go for Sunday school, right? So that was the life that I knew. Life that I knew was, you know, we serve God and, like, we're Christians, right? And then I also went to a Christian university, where I definitely learned more about God. I was part of, like, the ushering unit, you know, so I was quite involved towards the beginning of, you know, my uni years. And then somewhere along the line, I sort of fell off.
Okay.
And then I definitely think, like, you know, Christianity is such a personal journey. You have to decide for yourself that you want to know God.
Yeah.
You can't really be based on, you know, your family can create the foundation,
but
you have to decide for yourself. And I would say that I decided for myself, when was it? Let's just say, like, a few years after uni.
Okay.
And then I relocated to the UK in 2014.
Okay.
And then I just, you know, was craving God. There was just something, like, it just felt like something was missing. And I was also craving a community of friends. And the fastest way to, like, meet people, meet fellow Nigerians or, like, fellow people was to at least go to a church, you know. And so I started going to church. I also joined, you know, a hospitality unit, and I just became involved. And that's basically, you know, my Christianity journey.
Okay.
But I would say for sure that it got even deeper, because I feel like with my Christian journey, I don't think maybe people can pick one day where, oh, I just became a Christian. I feel like mine was like little drops of water, like, because I was born from a Christian home, because, you know,
those seeds were already planted.
Exactly, you know, and it just got to a point where I just really craved knowing God on a very deep level. I just got tired of being a lukewarm Christian, where I'm not hot, I'm not cold, but I'm just, like, okay. But I wanted to, you know, I've always just felt it in my heart that I'm supposed to be doing something in the kingdom. And so I just, like, started to be very intentional with knowing God, going for discipleship classes, going for, like, different courses. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Interesting. So what was your first introduction to planning and executing?
I can't pinpoint the time. I feel like for the longest time, I've always been a to-do list kind of girl. Like,
so you're saying from primary school, secondary school?
I don't know. But if I had to, like, really put it, I definitely, in university, I definitely knew that I would have, like, to-do lists.
Okay.
I would do different things. I would use post-its. I would use all of that. But to be very specific in terms of when I first started to get structured planners, because that's what Tassel Planner is,
yeah,
very structured.
Structure.
My first structured planner was in 2017 from a different brand. So that's when I would say, like, I officially got introduced to planning big, breaking it down, you know, like, literally just having a very structured process into planning my goals. Yeah, 2017.
All right. So one of the reasons why I started the Grace Woman platform was because I wanted to share with other women the mistakes that I made in the quest to smash my goals. Like I said, goal smashing became an idol for me. When I started my business in 2016, I was 23 years old at the time. I had lots of personal goals. I think I had a book where I wrote everything I wanted to achieve before I clocked 30. Right?
Those we all.
I know. And I still have that journal. And sometimes I look at it and I wonder, what was on my mind? I stated when I wanted to get married. I stated when I wanted to launch several other businesses. I stated when I wanted to buy my parents a house. I stated when I wanted, like, when I wanted to have my first child, when I wanted to have my second child.
Wow.
And all those while, I was a Christian. I had a personal relationship with God. And I thought that, like, that was how to do it. I remember I shared that part of my journal with my husband now, and he was like, babe, don't you think that you're putting yourself under stress? Like, why are you putting pressure on yourself wanting to achieve all of these things before 30? I was very fixed. I have to achieve all those things before 30. I'm turning 30 in May, by the way, and please don't ask me don't ask me whether I've achieved them or not. I don't know also, but I had to get to a point where God was like, if I leave this girl, you know, the Tower of Babel, when God said, if I leave these people, they will reach heaven. That was how it was for me. Like, God, if I leave this child, because I'm a very go-getter, focused, goal-smasher kind of person, if I leave this child, she will run herself to the ground. Because I was stressing myself. I was doing things I should not be doing just because I wanted to achieve the goals.
You think
I
that
had.
You had told yourself that you had to.
And I had to, God had to arrest me, like so, and just made me understand that, where are you running to? First of all. Number two, these goals that you've set, even though you would set those goals and then you now bring them to me in prayer and say, God, I need you to help me achieve these things. Have you asked me what I want
you to do?
Right? God's thoughts and plans for us are way bigger than whatever it is that we can think 100%. About. So, that's my testimony. And I wanted to add, have you ever experienced that? You mentioned, like, everyone had the things they wanted to achieve.
Everyone had a list,
But how did you come to a point where you had to make a transition from pursuing your own goals to, like, okay, God, what do you want me to do now?
I can definitely relate to having huge goals, having, like, you know, lists and things that you wanted to do. That definitely, like, happened to me as well. Like, you have very huge goals, and I wouldn't really say that they're unrealistic, because who really knows what God has planned for us? Like, to be honest, like, God's plan might even be bigger than what you think is unrealistic. But I would say that I definitely had, like, societal pressure sort of goals. Things that you just want because other people have it. Or it just seems like the next thing to have. You know, like, okay, most people get, you know, 30, Forbes under 30.
Okay, high five. It was on my bio.
Yeah, you know.
To be on Forbes under 30.
You know, most people get married at a certain age. So you say, okay, yes, it's a goal for me to get married. Most people, like, have kids. Like, so, like, I would definitely say that I had, you know, societal pressure sort of goals, and it didn't necessarily, like, stem from, and I definitely had a change, yes, but it didn't stem from wanting God-driven goals. Like I said, I feel like, because obviously I'd always just been aware of God, and I think I got to a point in my life where I started to just ask questions. You know, I just was unsure of a lot of things. I couldn't figure out certain things. I needed answers. And my comfort zone was God, right? Because obviously I'd grown up in a, you know, Christian home. I knew that God, you know, you hear testimonies from people, you hear of God's grace, God's favor. And so that was my comfort zone. I've always, like, heard about Him. And so that was the only place I knew where to, like, I knew where to start from. I only knew, like, I didn't know where else to start from, but okay, maybe go to God, go to this God, you know, and like, start to ask questions. And so the more I just became, you know, intentional about knowing Him, I started to get a sense of clarity. I started to get, you know, peace. I started to just have unending joy, even within the storm, even when things aren't, like, going well, you know. And so I stuck to that. So, you know, if you're, like, if you're chasing something and it's working for you, you're seeing the benefits, you're feeling good, your life is feeling richer, you're going to stick to that. So I would say, like, me deviating to, like, God-driven goals wasn't because I wanted God-driven goals. I just needed answers. I needed clarity. I was just... I feel like everybody gets to a point in their life where things are not really happening the way you want it to. You don't know what to do. You've probably, like, exhausted everything. And that was my own point of, I need to go to God. I need someone that, you know, has answers. God created me. God, I have a purpose. So I started to do things like reading, you know, The Purpose-Driven Life, you know, by Rick Warren. I started to just be very intentional because I wanted answers. And I started to get them, you know, and I'm the kind of person that, I don't know how everybody, like, hears from God, but I do feel like once I'm rooted in Christ and, like, once I'm reading the Bible, you know, I am praying, I am, like, telling God what I want, everything that I hear, I don't think is a thought, I don't think is a coincidence, it's the Holy Spirit that is telling me, and so I'm just being guided by that. So yeah, that's kind of, like, how it happened for me.
And what you just said now, there is a passage of the scripture that I love, and I've mentioned it in previous podcast episodes. It's a part of the Bible when Jesus Christ was talking about the sheep. And he was talking about the relationship with the sheep and the shepherd. And he said, the sheep hears my voice. That's the voice of the shepherd. The voice of a stranger, he would not hear. When I read, I've read that scripture several times, but when I gained understanding, God was telling me, I am your shepherd. And because of that, the devil So you know sometimes we say, oh, I felt in my spirit, or I heard a voice.
Yeah.
Like God had told me that you did not hear a voice.
That
I'm speaking to
exactly.
you. Because the devil cannot speak to
exactly.
you because you are mine,
exactly.
right? So when I think that people need to understand, like, relationship with God is basically a relationship.
Yeah.
Like a relationship with our parents,
mm-hmm.
relationship with a friend, with 100%, a spouse.
100%.
The more time you spend time with your friend
mm-hmm.
or your parent,
yeah.
when you were born, you did not know your parents' voice.
100%.
But as you spend time
yeah.
with them,
mm-hmm.
when if your dad is one floor, is on his staircase, and he calls your name,
you
will know that
is
my dad,
dad,
right?
Exactly.
So it's the same thing. Like, the devil cannot speak to you.
Yeah.
I don't know the voice
yeah.
of the devil.
Yeah.
The devil can come with our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when people, yeah, because Christians can also have depressing thoughts.
Yeah.
When people are in a low place in life
yeah.
and they have cut off communication with their friends, cut
yeah.
off communication with family,
yeah.
even cut off communication with God, those are the times when the devil tries to creep in
mm-hmm.
and then tries to speak to our mind or say one.
Mm-hmm.
But if, like you said, like you are in that constant relationship,
yes.
conversation,
yes.
communication
yes.
with God, the devil has
yes.
no place.
And to be honest, if you're like even in a depressing point in your life, chances are you're not necessarily like doing those things like reading the Bible
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
it affects people
yes.
differently.
Yes, yes.
But for
yes.
the sake of the, like, your relationship with God will never, like, you can never drift away from God.
Yeah.
So you would still
God
be able
is,
to recognize
God is
his
always,
voice, even
is
in
always
that time.
With us.
You
yes.
would know, like, everyone has thoughts where you hear it and you know this is a bad thought, this
mm-hmm.
is not of God, this is not
yes.
of Christ.
Yes.
And you hear on that one and you know that, yes, this is of Christ.
Yes.
So you will always recognize his voice,
yes.
even when you're far away from him. But obviously it will be very strong,
mm-hmm.
it will be deeper if you were
if communion, you're, if you're
but
in communion.
But doesn't necessarily mean if you're not, you still wouldn't hear God. Because God loves us so much, he will never let us
yes.
just drift away.
Yes.
You know, it's not really up to us and up to the time that we spend with God.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to God.
Mm-hmm.
But it helps you. Because we're very logical people, we're
mm-hmm.
very, you know, like us doing consistent Bible time and all of that, it's not for God, it's
mm-hmm.
for
it's
ourselves,
for us.
You know.
It's for us.
So yeah, so basically, that's
yeah.
it.
So how important would you say it is for, so we started with God goals,
mm-hmm.
right? And there, as much as, so what I understand about God goals, as Christians, I'm talking to Christians, right?
Yeah.
You have a relationship with God, you're consistent, like working with God and
mm.
things like that. And I'm going to bring it back to what we're talking about with your past business and
yeah.
you transitioning to other things.
Okay.
So as much as we have good intentions
yeah.
and we want to have big audacious goals, I also believe that one thing that is linked with God's goals is timing.
Yeah.
There's this thing that they say God's time is the best,
yes.
right? And as much as we want something, for example, I was saying that I wanted to buy my parents a house.
Yeah.
It's a very good thing
to do.
So it's from a very good intention.
Yeah.
But me putting it based on my own timeline
yeah. Yeah.
was where the issue was.
Yeah.
Because even if God had told me that, Grace, you buy your parents a car, he didn't
mm-hmm.
tell me it was going to happen in 2020.
Yeah, exactly.
So me putting pressure on myself
yeah.
and making sure that I buy my parents a car or a
yeah.
house
yeah.
in that particular year
yeah.
is now me making that goal an idol, if
yeah.
you get what
and
I mean.
Making that decision for yourself.
For myself.
Yeah.
Not again, not what God wants me to do.
Yeah.
So how important do you think it is to make that transition from trying to, because there are people
mm-hmm.
that are really good Christians
yeah.
with good intentions
yeah.
but they are still pursuing that I have to get married before 30.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring it home. I have to get married before 30.
Yeah.
I have to have a child
yeah.
before so age. And it's putting pressure on them because some of them is even making them date people that they had no business dating in
yeah.
the first place.
Yeah.
So from your own experience, how important do you think it is to make that transition?
Oh no, it's very important. Like, as a Christian, it's very
yeah.
important to be driven by
God
driven goals than your own goals.
Yeah.
I would say the place to start from is prayer. It's always prayer. And what's prayer? It's
communication
with God, right? I feel like you have to first let God know that you want his will and you don't want yours.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You need to get to a point personally where you feel like, I do think that I'm the one that wants all these things.
Mm.
Is this really what God wants for me?
Yeah.
You know, you need to have that very honest conversation with God. Like,
yeah.
God, I really want your will and not mine.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get married before 30, but your will above all. And you
yes.
need to, like, get to a place where you are genuinely comfortable with God's timing. Because we say that we're comfortable with God's timing, but we don't know whether God has said it's 40
yeah.
that you get married. You know?
That part.
And so you need to be very
and
honest.
And then waiting
yeah.
on God,
you know,
waiting for his time.
100%. Because, like, I tell God, yes, God, I want your time. You know, your time above mine. But then the next breath, I'm saying, but please God, I want it next year. Do you understand? Like, that's also me being honest.
Yes. And God loves that. He loves us being honest and vulnerable.
I'm not going to deceive myself. Mm-hmm. I do want God's time, but can your time be next Fast. Month? Like, can it be soon? Do you understand? And then just like letting God, and if God's time is not next month or next year, it's also just praying to God, like, okay, Give me peace, give me strength.
Yes.
You know, like, just give me peace and give me strength
to wait
on your time. Yeah. I do want your time, but I would like for it to be soon.
Yeah.
But I also just need peace. I need to feel peace. I need to feel joy. Yeah. I need strength. So it's really just like communicating with God.
Yeah.
And like I said, you have to just be in communion with God, because you can't hear who you don't know. Literally just said that. You're not going to recognize God's voice if you don't even spend time with Him. If you're not even like familiar with the way God works, you know, or His patterns. Like, you get to a point where something is happening, you can see it in the physical, but you know that is not God.
Yeah.
Even if they've told you, they've said, no, you can't get this job. Mm. But because of the God that you serve, you know that, like, no man can ever, like, conquer God's word. So if God says that job is for you, it is for you.
Yes.
Do you understand? But you need to just be someone that you listen, like, you spend time with Him so that you can recognize His voice. And I mean, like, tips that will, like, help you switch. It wouldn't be right if I don't mention the tassel planner.
Yeah.
That's literally why we, you know, created the product. And when I say we, I mean God and I.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally this tool where it's to help people that genuinely want to involve God in their plans, right? And the kind of things that we put in the planner is like, you know, you wake up that day and you say a verse. Even if you don't have time to, you know, read your Bible in the morning, if you open the book, at least read the verse out loud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least meditate on it. It will, like, just put you in a place of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when you, like, start in the beginning pages of the book, it tells you to, like, okay, close your eyes, think about what you want for 5 minutes, invite God into it, pray. You know, and because you have to just go with faith that the things that are popping in your mind are the things of God and not your things, right? Obviously, what you want to always, like, show.
Yes.
But you can't just, like, God does not give you a desire for nothing.
Yes.
You're desiring something because you're supposed to desire that. Do you understand?
Yes.
So there's that thin line between knowing, is this from God or is this me, right? And the only way that I've been able to, like, just handle that is just let things flow, right? So if I say I want to, you know, buy a car in September, and I've written it and I prayed about it and I still feel very strongly about buying that car in September, and September comes and I don't buy the car, you need to, like, be able to just trust that it wasn't time to buy that car. You know, you can be disappointed, right? But pray about it. God knows, you know, and He still knows that you desire it. And when God's time is right, it could be October, it could be November, it could be December, it could be next year. It will happen. And I always, like, one thing about God is it always happens differently from how we plan it. Always. Nothing that I've wanted and that I've planned, like,
that went your way.
That went exactly the way that I planned.
Yeah.
I may get it, and have more often than not, I get even better than it.
Yes.
And it happens, but it doesn't happen the way that I planned.
Yeah.
Right. I would have had I would have had maybe some form of, like, impact. Maybe I did some certain actions, you know, that brought about it. But, like, I'm consistently, like, just being led to do certain things. Today, something just tell you, call the car dealer. You know?
Yeah.
And you call the car dealer, and all of a sudden, maybe they couldn't find this particular car. The next day, they just call you. We found it. You know, like, you start,
like,
to just,
that timing.
Yeah,
that timing.
It's always so God prevalent, and it's always, like, so out of us. Like,
honestly,
it's never in our
honestly. Yeah. So now we're already talking about planning. Let's get to the meat of today's conversation.
Yeah.
When God drops an idea in your mind, how do you go from that idea to, for example, tassel planner, the idea of okay, do this, do that. How do you go from that idea to actually executing it?
Ooh.
What's your process like? If you were to break it down to, let's say, 5 steps, what would you say your process is like?
My process to, like, executing
from idea
to
execution.
Oh, wow. I don't know that I have 5 steps, right? But so God, like, I guess I would use tattoo planner because I would say that's a good driven idea, and then I would talk about, like, how I was able to, like, execute that.
Okay.
So, like, tassel planner, I would say that it's not so straightforward, but it's also very simple how tassel planner happened.
Okay.
Because it's as simple as I just heard it, I just thought about it one day.
Okay.
Create a planner. That's literally what it was, right? But it's also not straightforward because I think it was just a series of life events, right? Okay. God is very intentional and he's very detailed. Mm-hmm. It only makes sense now in retrospect that this was one of the reasons why I exist, creating this company, right? I was always meant to like build a kingdom business, and that I found it like via stationery. It's just like the sweetest icing on the cake, because I've always been a stationery person. I've always been a book person. I've always like liked colors. I've always liked lace, post-it notes.
Yeah.
I've always just been that person. So in retrospect, it makes a lot of sense. So I would say that somehow my life was like geared towards doing this, which is why it's not so straightforward. But the actual moment was just as simple as waking up one day and just randomly thinking, create a planner, right? So obviously this idea came into my head, and this is someone that's already had planners. Mm-hmm. I've always like created planners. Mm-hmm. I've always written planners.
Yeah.
But all the planners that I've written in were just all the generic planners where you have like some random motivational quotes or do you have anything at all. And I was just like a phase in my life where God was really a huge part of my life, you know. So I would have a prayer journal, I would have a to-do list, and you know, I just thought to myself, if this is my life, why is it separate? Why can't it be together? You know, and so that was how the idea just like came about, like create a planner that is rooted in Christ for Christians, by Christians, you know, for people that want to be Christians, for people that want to know God.
Yeah.
And it came to my mind, and because I said I'm very self-driven, once something pops in my head, it's almost like I can't rest till I do it. That's what's on my mind all day, every day. You know, so I just feel like even on days I don't want to work, the thing is disturbing me. So I would get up and I would like start working on it. You know, so the kind of thing that I did was I knew the it randomly came to my mind. I didn't know the first thing about creating a planner. I started to research. So I guess you would say research is step one, right? I started to research how to make planners, what software to use. People use Canva, people use PDF, it could be anything.
Yeah.
You know, but based on the kind of person that I am, when I do things, I like to do it well. You know, because I don't know where it would take me. At the time that I thought about it, I didn't even think of it as a business. I thought about it personally. Create your own planner. I didn't think about, oh my gosh,
selling
it. It popped in my mind a bit, but it wasn't the goal.
Okay.
Right? So I thought it could be a business. So let me not like use Canva or just use something, you know. So I decided to like research. I found that it was a good like Adobe software that you could use. I did that. I downloaded it, you know, watch videos on how to start creating
more
planners,
research.
You know, more research, and then you start to write down exactly what you want. What do I want, like what do I want the planner to have? You know, so it was just a lot of writing down, a lot of like also just praying about it. And then I just got to creating, I just got to executing. And it's just as simple as I get up every day, I open my laptop, I open the software, and I start working on it. But I didn't, and then I put a deadline. I started in like maybe March, April.
Okay.
But it wasn't ready till like October, November. So I gave myself time, you know. I didn't put that pressure on myself. You know, I was just letting it flow. The days I didn't feel like working, I wouldn't work. The days that I felt like working, I would work on it, you know. And I was constantly praying. The one thing that I know, right, that I genuinely was the name of the planner. I didn't know what to name this planner, right? And this is the kind of thing that like stops people from moving forward. And it just depends on your kind of person. Normally, I would never go on to create a product without even knowing the name, right? But I just left that. I just said, God, you will give me a name at your own time. And then I will be using my own strength to randomly just look for very Christianese names. You know, like I was just looking to say, anchored. Like I was trying to like find something very, that once you hear it, it will sound like, you know, like a Christian
planner.
You know? And if you think about the tassel, doesn't sound anything.
If you did not link it with that passage, I had never even seen tassel in the Bible before.
Exactly.
Until you mentioned it.
So it was just like one of those things where I was like, I was going to wait on God, and then I would pray. I prayed about it and I just left it, right? And I was reading the Bible. So this is like in coincidence with when I was like searching a deeper life. I wasn't reading the Bible because I wanted to find a name for this company. I was just reading the Bible.
Yeah.
And one day I read that passage. I literally found Numbers to be the most boring book in the Bible for years.
Right.
So it's so ironic that where I got my name from was from the same Numbers, you know? And so like, you would think that you would hear God say the name of your business is this, but that's not how it happened. I literally just read that verse and the name stood out to me. I circled it. The day that I circled it, I didn't even know that was the name. I just circled it. And I still kept thinking, you know, randomly it just stopped me. I'm like, oh, tassels just sounds like a childish name. Just like, oh, tassels, like like something like for kids. Yeah, it just didn't sound like, you know, what a planner should be, you know. And so God had given me a name maybe even weeks before, I accepted. Do you understand? And then one day I shared it, and you know, it's really important, the people that you put around,
you.
Because I could have shared this name with someone and the person could have knocked it off, and that would have been the end.
Yeah.
But like, I just mentioned it to one of my friends and I said, oh, I've been thinking of this name, but I'm not sure about the name, you know. And I said the name, she was like, oh, it's really good. And I said the verse, she's like, are you joking? That's the name. God has given you the name, you know. And I had literally gone 90% with my planner before I got the name. You know, so I think, in terms of like just getting the idea and executing, first you have to just be disciplined, because I do feel like I'm a disciplined person, and you need to be honest to yourself. Are you disciplined? If you are not disciplined, then you know you need help to be disciplined, you know. And then you can either find people, find courses, join a class, pay for something, you know, to ensure that you get it done. But yeah, that's basically like how I went from idea to execution. You know, you get disciplined, you research, you surround yourself by the right people, and you pray about it.
Okay. So, all you've said now can take 1 to 2 years.
Okay.
You know, like, all you've explained now, like you say, you started in April, and you finished in like
October, December. Yeah.
We've not even talked about the now printing, because I know you mentioned that you had issues with the printer initially, something like that. You've not mentioned all of those, like printing it, making sure the print is right, delivering it, all of those other parts. We've not even mentioned that part, right? And sometimes when you're watching people on social media, it can seem like, oh, this person is just having life easy, she's just doing everything, she's just launching this new business, she's just opening this new store. But I know that the behind the scene can be rough and crazy. So how have you handled or coped with, have you experienced maybe you're trying to work on something and you're having fear, doubt, imposter syndrome. Am I capable? Will people buy? You know, you mentioned you didn't even start with selling, but when the thought now came that, okay, this has to be a business.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, would people buy? Would it be good enough? Would they find it helpful?
Yeah.
How do you go past all of those thoughts and go on with executing? Because those thoughts can be very limiting.
Yeah, I don't actually think I've ever had to answer this question. And I don't want to always sound so generic, because genuinely, God is the answer to everything.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I can't take the glory for, you know, dealing with imposter syndrome or fear. It's not something that has been dealt with. It's just like you said, how do you cope with it? Because I feel like everybody experiences this. And so I think it's just necessarily, like, it's just been about like relying on God and learning to trust Him, especially on those days where you do feel the fear, where you do feel the imposter syndrome, like you're not good enough and stuff like that. I always go back to Him, and on the days where, you know, it really gets me, like when, because there's some days where you don't even feel like praying, Jonathan, you don't even, you're so down that you can't even go to God.
Yeah.
Right? I would say, like, I allow the process, but I don't stay there for too long. Right? And what, like, I always try to, like, tell my friends and my loved ones around me, feel upset, cry, question things, feel your feelings, but don't park there. Right? Don't stay there for too long. I don't know what too long means. Don't stay there for 2 days, 3 days, 1 week, 1 month. Do you understand? Like, you need to learn. Life is just about discipline. It's about, like, it's about perspective. Do you understand? You need to just learn to get up. Learn to tell God you don't want to be sad. Learn to tell Him you need Him. Learn to do the things that make you happy, especially when you are sad, right? Because God literally has you. And because He does, life will always be more than awesome for you. Just push through, and that's how I cope. You know, I just tell myself, I'm sad, I will cry, I'll cry out, I would, you know, lament, I would do whatever I need to do. But I just don't park there. You know, I also just learn to pray about it and distract myself from it. And, you know, and that's just by going to see my niece, you know, just doing happy things to get you out of it. Because you know that when you're sad, you can decide to be sad and be sad for a long time. But you can also decide to try and come out of it. So that's how I cope with
it. All right. What's your current favorite planning tool? Don't say tassel planner.
Tassel planner, like, what else can I really say?
Something you cannot do without. That you literally use every day. I know I saw a video you posted recently.
Notion.
Yeah, Notion. So maybe that.
Yes.
But you use Notion more than you use your title planner.
Man, that's a tough one. Oh yes, I definitely use Notion more than I use my task planner, because I use my task planner to plan.
Okay.
Like I just like write this out on that day. So if I think about it on the day, it will just be the first 15 minutes of my day I write it out, and then the last 15 minutes of my day I take what I've done and I've not. But Notion literally, it's a tool that I use to work. It's a tool that I use to process.
Step by step.
It's a step. Like, I have to open it to put everything that I need. Mm. Right. So yeah, right. Notion would be the answer.
So if you're to advise our listeners who know that God wants them to execute some, God has given them some big ideas or things to do, and they're struggling with planning or they're struggling with executing those ideas. If you're to give them three practical advice, what are the things that you'd advise them that if they can start doing it today,
okay,
they'll be better executors?
All right. So I would say first, write everything that you want. Write it down.
Okay.
I'm such a huge fan of writing. You know, the Bible even says, "Do it, I resume." Write plain.
Yeah.
Write the vision plain. So write everything down that you want, and then on another page, because everyone gets scared.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone sees blockers. Everyone, it happens to everyone.
Yeah.
So I would say on the next page, write everything that you're afraid of, the things that you fear, and literally leave it on that page. Leave it at God's feet. Right? You've written everything that you want. On the next page, you've written everything that you fear. Leave it there. As you've written those things that you fear, leave it. And tell God that you're leaving it here at your feet. And like, read. This is how I work when I'm like about to do something. I read the verse 2 Timothy 1:7. I have not given you the spirit of fear and timidity, but power, love, and a sound mind. Read a verse, worship, do something, and just move, right? So that's the first step. The second step I would say is write everything that you think you need to do to get things in place, right?
Yeah.
So you've written everything that you want. Obviously, there's how do you get those things that you want? So write all those things down, the things that you need to get done. And the third thing, because I do believe in community, get a friend, a partner, a spouse, someone that you love, someone who roots for you, and ask them to hold you accountable. Encourage when you're down. But remember, this is someone that you have to be open with.
Open to,
because
yeah.
they wouldn't know that you need help if you don't say it.
Share.
You know, and they'll be there for you when you need a push or need help. So the first step is write it down. Write everything that you want down, write your fears, and leave it at God's feet. That's step one. Step two is write the actionable steps, the things that you need
to break it down.
And step three is just being accountable to someone, getting someone to help you, because like, you're always stronger in pairs.
Yeah.
You know, you're not like, as much as you can be self-driven, you need people around you.
Yeah.
And in all of this, of course, I'm going to assume that you've involved God in the process. You know, please involve Him, stay in Him. And by this, I mean, pray, read your Bible, feed your soul. Because it's in staying in Christ, you hear the Holy Spirit give you nudges, giving you ideas, experience grace and unmerited favor. And in all things, and in Christ, and all things are complete. Yay!
So the final question. Would you say you are a daily planner kind of person?
Okay.
Or you like to plan the week? I'll answer the question, then you answer.
Okay.
So for me, I love on Sundays, every Sunday, I love to plan my week.
Yeah.
And say on Monday, I'm doing this. On Tuesday. So I think about what do I want to do this week?
Yeah.
Right? And then, what can I do on Monday? What can I do on Tuesday? So I break everything down. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
Then on Monday, I pick up my planner and look at what advice I'm going to do today. And then start tackling that.
That's interesting.
On Tuesday, that's what I do.
Yeah.
So I would say I'm not the kind of person that would bring my planner every day and start writing my to-do list for the day. I don't do that.
Yeah.
I'd rather do it
on
Sunday.
Monday.
And then track to see, am I ticking it daily?
Oh, that's very interesting. I like that.
So
that's an interesting perspective.
Would you say you're a daily?
I would say based on that, I'm a daily planner then.
Okay.
Right. But I do start with writing everything that I want to achieve in a week.
Okay.
So, and that's when I typically like use that brain dump, weekly brain dump page.
Mm.
So I would just sort of like, what do I need to do this week?
Okay,
take my dog to the vet, like, you know, pay this person. I will write everything down. And then I take each day as it comes. So first thing morning, first thing or whenever I get to work, it could be 8 a.m., it could be 11 a.m. I would then look at that list and decide what I want to tackle that day.
Okay.
Right. So I would say that I'm a daily planner.
Planner.
Yeah.
Or We've come to the end of today's episode.
That was really lovely. I had a good time.
Yeah, it was. I learned so much. Thank you so much for
sharing
so much with us. I hope you guys found this episode insightful. We have a giveaway, but we're not going to be giving the giveaway today. We're going to be having a Q&A episode where we answer questions. So we break down our episode into different seasons.
Okay.
So in this season, we're talking about the executive life.
All right.
So when we are done with this season, we have about one episode left in this season.
Okay.
At the end of the season, we'll have a Q&A. So if you have questions, you've listened to all the episodes, you have questions, maybe questions you want our guests to answer, whatever questions, you drop it out, and then we'll have an episode that would trash out all the questions. In that episode, that's when we'll do the giveaway.
Awesome.
So
tell them what you're giving them.
We're giving them. Where is it? Is it here?
Where is it?
Let me use this one.
Yeah.
So this is a tassel planner. In case you have not, it's so lush. In case you've not found or you don't know about it. So this is a tassel planner created by Faye Koya. And we're giving, one person is going to be winning this. We have other things we have to give, but you have to watch that episode to find out. So thank you guys.
And if you can't see it because you're listening, just go to www.tasselplanner.com.
Exactly.
And you'll see it.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you, Faye, for joining us.
I hope you guys enjoyed the session. Love y'all.
Leave it in the comments. Tell us if you enjoyed the session. Tell us if you want Faye to come back. All right. Thank you.
Bye.